When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.
Happy birthday to anybody celebrating a birthday today or anytime soon.
Right.
Here's an idea. An adult piñata.
Now, there's piñatas, and then you're saying adult piñata.
Yeah, because, you know, the traditional piñata is usually for kids, and it has all types of candies and all that stuff. But, I mean, listen, we need reasons to celebrate these days, and we also need to take out a lot of stress. So, the adult piñata, what would you, listen, just put things in it that just make sense for adults, like Tylenol.
Tylenol would be good.
Yeah, you could put some of those.
Any over-the-counter kind of stuff.
Yeah, those ranch dressing packets that you loved or that we were talking about yesterday.
Now, with a piñata, you have to blindfold yourself, take a stick, and try to break whatever that
is. And try to break open the paper mache or cardboard donkey or whatever animal it is.
Whatever it is. So can you put glass in there?
I wouldn't put glass in there necessarily. That'll get, you know, dangerous. How about I don't know, some cash. Put cash in the adult piñata, because once it breaks open, all the kids, air quotes, are supposed to dive onto the floor and go and get all the goodies that fall on the floor.
But if we're at an adult piñata party,
yes,
and there's a blindfold and a stick, get ready, everybody.
Right.
How about those mini alcohol bottles?
There you go. The little mini bottles of alcohol that one would get from a flight.
Are they? I don't even remember.
It's a very good question. Most of them are plastic now.
Because
they would actually work very well. Adult piñata ideas. What else would you like to put in there?
Probably edibles.
There you go. A little THC action.
Say that?
That could happen. I mean, it doesn't have to be in your piñata, but it could be there. In the adult piñata, how about cosmetics? You give it a whack and all of a sudden, wow, some Fenty lipstick falls on the floor.
That's all right. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yeah. So just an idea for anybody who's looking to celebrate and to kind of take their celebration a step up.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Cancer.
An intense conversation, Marilyn, could turn out to be very productive. Ooh. If you reach an agreement or make a decision, you owe Jamar 10%. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Oh.
There will likely be no going back. With a powerful aspect showing, you might be drawn into someone's orbit. So, Cancer, your day's a 6.
Okay. 10%.
Sagittarius.
That's a discount.
You undersold yourself. I was just going to say that. Sagittarius, a job or a contract could be a winner if you can see it through. It might be hard, but the financial rewards can be worthwhile. Stick to your guns on this one. On a social note, though, you'll thrive by getting out and about. This is the time to get involved in anything that captures your attention. Sagittarius, your day's a 9.
Aries.
Listen up, Aries. If you feel strongly enough about an opportunity, this is a good day to ramp up your efforts. Whether you're looking for a new job, business deal, or a fresher career, determination and a pointed focus can assist you today. But you have a 4 today.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Happy belated birthday to Prince Harry. The 15th was his birthday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. How do you think people wish him a happy birthday? You think they just call him? Do you think they, like his family and friends, what do you think? They think they just send a text?
Well, I would hope for a phone call from a dad.
All right. Let's take some bets now.
Okay.
Did his dad call him, text him, or did he blank him? Just didn't do anything. What do you think?
Well, Chuck is upset with his son. There's
right.
no doubt about it.
So do you think he got a...
No, I don't think he did.
Wow. I don't have the answer to that
one. I don't think he did. Okay. I hope that was not the case, but I hope that somebody reached out to him from the royal family.
And you listening, you could text in your thoughts too to 104536.
Did grandma call?
Oh, I know the answer. What is your guess? Do you think grandma called, text
or
blanked? I have the answer to that one.
There's an announcement on the fence with the, where they put the births of people, right? Kids.
Where are they going?
I don't know. I don't think they called, did they? I'm getting the sense they didn't call.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Azalea, do you have an answer? Pop culture enthusiast and expert here. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I say it was a text.
You say it was a text?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to not. Yeah, it's a text.
Does British Royal Miles have an answer?
I think it was a royal FaceTime.
A royal FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's
better than a royal face plant.
Okay. Well, yeah, which has happened of late. I have the answer. Actually, the Queen, Elizabeth, led a social media message wishing the Duke of Sussex a happy birthday today. And then also accompanied her message on social media with red balloon emojis. How about that?
There it is, right there.
It was a social media message, so you were the closest. It wasn't FaceTime. She did a message on social media.
All right, so...
His brother. How about let's move on to the brother, William.
Same thing.
You think the same thing?
Same thing.
HBD.
HBD, that's it?
That's it.
That's...
What do you think, Prince Miles?
I think Will forgot and Kate sent a message on behalf of the family.
That's a good one.
Good one.
What actually happened was Will did a Instagram story with a picture of him and said, happy birthday to the... happy birthday, Prince Harry. He used his now defunct title, if I will. Because he's no longer like officially the prince. He kind of is now, right?
So he said Prince Harry?
Yeah, he said Prince Harry.
What?
Happy birthday, Prince Harry, and did a balloon emoji.
So how do you feel about that, guys?
I think it's cordial. You know,
to my brother would have been warmer.
Right. Well, you know what? I think it's good PR because we're talking about it right now. If they did nothing publicly,
it would
have been like, ooh, it's his birthday. We don't have a public birthday, you know, so it's kind of like damage control there.
Right.
Now, let's bring it back down to ground. Do you feel offended when people don't wish you happy birthday on your birthday? Do you feel kind of slighted when you don't get an official happy birthday message from certain people?
No.
No?
No. My family's forgetful.
Yeah.
You know. So if they don't, you know, then that's okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm a notoriously forgetful person, particularly with birthdays. So I don't get mad if people forget my birthday because I will in your lifetime forget one of your birthdays.
Okay. So that's how I feel. And so some people like that. But this, you're right, is a big PR thing.
Yeah.
Because they wished Meghan a happy birthday.
Yeah.
So they hang out and went. But it's so interesting that you said Prince Harry.
Yeah,
his brother said Prince Harry. And I don't know why I'm reading into that, Miles. Why am I?
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Is it your birthday today, Jamar?
No, it is not my birthday today.
He already had his birthday.
My birthday is long gone.
Okay. But you're right. If it had not been mentioned, that would have been a big faux pas. And it's from the royal family, right? Yeah. It's from their
social media accounts.
Right, that's right.
So it's public.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other question. Do you think they did a private message? Do you think they sent them a text?
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's open house on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at senecapolytechnic.ca.
I don't think William sent him a text. I think he did the Instagram.
No, he's really ticked off at him.
Yeah, so I think he did the Instagram story and you know, went and go play golf or something.
I think Grandma called him though.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, I do.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
When you wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up on Chum.
What's the relation? Andrew's his uncle? Is that how that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Andrew sent Prince Harry a happy birthday message?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think his girls did. His cousins did.
The cousins? Okay.
But no, he's too busy mired in legal hassles right now.
Nobody wants a text from that guy right now.
Nobody wants to talk to him right now.
Nobody wants even like a paper trail leading back to him digitally or anything.
Exactly.
Don't even send me a card. I don't want any of your DNA. Stay there.
Randy Andy's in trouble.
Okay.
That's what they used to call him here.
That's
handy
funny.
Handy.
Yep. My mom forgot my birthday 1 year.
She did?
Yeah. Like, and I think I was in my 20s or something like that. I wasn't living at home.
She was mortified she forgot.
She was mortified unduly. Like, I'm like, Mom, you are the birthday. Like, you don't have to. It's okay. You've done your job. Like, it's cool.
But as a mother, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah. I'd spoken to her a couple times that day. And I, for some reason that year, I didn't do a party or anything like that. I didn't do anything. It was just
a day.
You know, a regular day.
Yeah.
My birthday's in the summer. So, you know, it's often, you know, a lot of people just doing things or in their routines. You know, you get
they're
up.
They're away. They're on vacation and all that kind of stuff. You and I experience our July birthdays.
Yes. So
I'm at the beginning, you're at the end.
At the very beginning and very end, that's really funny on opposite sides. But, you know, I think the summer birthday, it's very easy to forget it because there's so much going on.
Yeah, you're doing other stuff, yeah.
So finally, I think after a long day of doing whatever's going on, I talked to my mother and she was like, hey, so what's going on? And I was like, hey, you know, just did something for my birthday. And she was like, no! And she was just mortified. She was just so heartbroken that she forgot my birthday. I said, relax. Don't worry about it. It's cool. And she was so upset that maybe I was upset at her, but I really wasn't.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Mothers, I know, being one, it's like, oh.
Ever forget his birthday?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Okay. But, you know, it could happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. You can't believe it. As the mom, you're going, how could that happen? Your mom had a couple of kids. I only have one.
Right.
There's no excuse for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I should have made her buy me a car. But in any case, happy birthday to Prince Harry. Belated. We didn't forget. Yes. We just didn't mention it yesterday.
Right.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Okay, let's talk to our players. You're going to take Kelsey for a spin, Marilyn.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and you have Amelia.
Amelia, what's up?
Oh, hi, Jamar. How's it going?
Nice, nice. Me and you are going to take a flight this morning.
Sounds good.
All right. So, we're playing 5 and 10.
Yeah, we are. And the prize today is a one-year family membership to the Royal Ontario Museum. And while you're there, check out the great whales up close and personal. And that's the gift for today. Imagine, one-year membership to go to the ROM. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
So you haven't been in a while?
No, I actually have two babies right now, so it'd be awesome to have that in the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. 5 and 10 is what we're playing today, and on Marilyn's team is Kelsey. You're going to give her topic?
I'm ready to go. As soon as I say Kelsey, you have to name it, okay?
Sounds
name
good.
5 school supplies.
Pencils, eraser, sharpener, notebook, calculator.
Oh, that's good. That's 5. With time left over.
We good? With time to spare.
Yeah. In 10 seconds, you did it.
Amelia.
All right. Nice.
Your 5 items are 5 diet sodas. Go.
Pepsi, Coca-Cola. Okay, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi,
Diet Sprite.
Sprite,
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Pepper.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, listen, thank you for playing. And Kelsey, you've won a 1-year family membership to the Royal Ontario Museum.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know. And for everybody else, check out chum1045.com for more details. Have a great day. Did you say you have 2 babies?
Yeah, I have one 9-month-old and a second one on the way.
What a great place to take this troll and go through and see all
this. Yes. Bring them to one of those really quiet exhibits where people take the painting very seriously. Give them a little culture.
They must be sleeping right now for you to be able to call us.
Oh, no.
They're not. Where are they?
No, they're awake with their dad.
Okay, well, good on you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kelsey. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Amelia.
6:34 on Chum 1045. Hey, we have Dua Lipa tickets today, everybody. Do not forget that. We'll talk about that around 7 o'clock, not too long from now. But Dua Lipa is coming, Scotiabank Arena, February 23rd. A show. How about that? I was at Yonge and Dundas Square yesterday, and I saw the big Dua Lipa, billboard. And I was like, yes.
Yes, it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Chum 1045. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
People in Disney are feeling like some suckers right now because a guy got over. Apparently, he was able to get hold of one of their iPads, one of the iPads that the tour guides use and they, you know, use for information, trying to map the park and figure out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how this guy got access to this iPad, but he took it a step further. He decided to pose as a Disney tour guide. So he starts gathering people around him, you know, hold his hand up in the air. All right, guys, gather around. And he's giving these Disney tours. And then he's skipping the lines with the tour group to get on the rides first.
So he groups them all together,
yeah.
And then he goes that way.
Yeah, then he goes that way. So then he's going all through the park leading these tours, bypassing lines. This is in the Hollywood park in California. And he finally got caught because people are like, wait, who is this person? Are you authorized to do this? I'm not familiar with this program that you're doing. And, you know, he had the iPad, so it looked like he was official.
Sure.
But it was definitely not legally obtained. Apparently, he may have bought it from somebody. He gave a name of somebody that they said that he said he got it from. They knew of the person, and they're doing an investigation now as to how the two people are connected.
Okay. All right. So I'm thinking, too, when he did that, and I haven't seen a photo of him, nor has there one been posted that I know of, was he wearing, like, khaki pants and a red shirt?
He's wearing the khaki pants, and he's wearing, like, the, you know, the polo shirt with a logo on.
Yes.
And, I mean, realistically.
He's got the uniform on.
Yeah, who's going to question him? It's going to be like, okay, go ahead. And that's how the world works. If you could fake it till you make it, and most times it will work.
But was the giveaway in my head when I read this story, when I found out about this story, is the giveaway that, you know, he groups everybody together, they get to, at the, you know, skip the line, and he actually goes on the rides?
Actually going onto the rides, bypassing the lines.
Do these tour guides actually go on the ride? You know what I'm saying? They wait for the people on the other end and say, did you enjoy your ride?
You're right about that. They
giveaway.
He's probably not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to, like, let the people go on the ride and then they come back around. But
sure.
He's having a good time as well. So, I don't know. It's too chancy to do things like this these days with all the security risks and, you know, heightened security.
Yeah.
Everything's security, security, security.
Yeah.
He's got to go to jail.
Well, he's inside he's paid to get inside the park somehow.
Yeah.
And so he's in the park. He just wants to go on the ride. So when I thought about this, if you could do what this man did.
I did. If I could. I did.
What did you do?
I
would have to take a breath.
Many years ago.
Yeah?
Don't do this anymore. MTV VMAs back in, like, I want to say maybe 99 or something like that.
Okay.
Me and my friend just put on black t-shirts and black jeans and we decided that we were going to just take the train into the city and be road crew or something like that. And you just walk by Radio City Music Hall and you see guys carrying boxes and you pick one up and you just walk.
Stop that.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
Then all of a sudden Missy Elliott is, what do you call it, rehearsing on stage. I'm like, we did it.
That is
so great,
good. You
it's
got
a great
through.
Feeling.
So,
but eventually, like, it just starts feeling weird because you're walking around aimlessly and you don't have a lanyard and people are looking at you like, you know, I've never seen this guy before. But, you know, we talk to each other, so we look like we're just having a conversation, two guys.
That these two guys work in the building, so maybe they don't.
Or they're with the production.
Wow.
But eventually we just left because it just was getting too weird. But we did it.
You did it. How long do you think you were in there for?
We were in there for like maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Tops.
Then you start going, because you don't want to be arrested, right?
No, we left.
Wow. How old were you?
I don't want to give too many like concrete clues.
Okay. All right.
But I will say I did see Missy on stage.
Okay. Well, that's cool. See, I would like to be at the Steelers game.
Yeah.
I have all the garb.
I could do that.
Say, no, your tickets are over here. And they go, hey, Charlie, this woman's got a problem with her iPhone. Can you help her? Let me. And I go through the turnstile.
Right.
And then I go disappear.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Sometimes if you fake it till you make it, you can make it through the doors and into the promised land. This person tried to get into Disney, skip the lines to get on the lines.
To get on the rides,
yeah. And it worked. He had an iPad somehow and was able to convince the Disney workers that he was the tour guide.
Yeah.
Led a tour, rode the rides.
Yeah.
But then he got caught.
And then one of the, I think, red flags for me was if you're a tour guide, you don't go on the rides with the people. You lead them to the rides.
Right.
So he was busted. He could go to jail for that.
Could.
You went into the what?
MTV VMAs.
Yeah, and you guys dressed with black t-shirts on, like, you know, you're
like
roadies. Yeah.
Just carried
some boxes in. You got in, and then you felt icky after that.
I did feel a little icky because I was like, all right, I don't know how long we're going to be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
But I was there.
So you've actually done it. I've actually thought about it, but not acted on this terrible thing that I was going to do at the Heinz.
Terrible. Club. Don't say that.
So Miles says, after we finished the last
Have you done
break,
this terrible thing too?
Oh my God, he's talking about it now.
Which time do you want to hear about? I've done it so many times.
Tell us what you did.
I have been into a David Guetta concert.
How'd you get in?
My friend and I were stood in front of the VIP ticket booth. All of a sudden, there's all this commotion because someone ran over, some kid ran over and stole the box of wristbands.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
At that moment, we saw the stewardess's guest list and picked a name. Off the guest list.
And then you became that person.
And then when she retrieved the new VIP wristbands, hello, I'm Mr. Benedict.
Are you
and
Mr.? Then, yes, I am.
Yes, I am. My name's on the list. Friend of David's. And we got in, we got backstage.
No!
How long were did you stay the whole show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Did anybody say, hey, how do you know David Guetta?
Yeah, you do get to, you have to build up this kind of, this alibi.
Yeah.
Because people come over, you know, photographers and people come over. And
oh, right,
like,
right.
Because backstage, loads of roadies, people doing sound checks and stuff.
How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah, how do you know, da-da-da-da-da? And you're like, oh, I work with the record label.
That's all you have to say.
That's all you have to say.
Wow.
The key to pulling these things off is confidence.
One that I'm, I don't know if I can say this one.
Do it. You have to now. I'm not letting you leave.
I was in coach on a flight. And I managed to sneak into business class.
You can't sneak. I saw Bridesmaids.
I did it.
How did you do it?
I waited till the plane took off. It was a really busy flight. And I saw one seat, because I was sat in like the bulkheads right at the front of the plane.
Yeah.
And I saw one seat just in front of me that was free. And I knew the air hostess. She was new and she just was too busy. And I just went and sat in it and fell asleep. Put my eye mask on, pretended to be asleep.
And she's not going to like pull you up out of your seat and be like, sir, you need to go back.
Yeah.
They didn't say, hey, mister, hey, you're not supposed to be sitting here.
Well, they're supposed to have a manifest.
They especially
for first class. They know exactly who's in the seat so they can give them the excellent service.
Ordered a drink. Start growing in confidence. Start demanding things.
It's all about
That's
confidence.
Awesome.
It's
what about the bathroom confidence. Story?
The bathroom story. I went to a boxing event in the UK. And this was quite a tough one to get into. Basically, I arrived at the venue hours before, I'm talking like maybe 5 hours before doors opened.
Yeah.
And I hid in the bathroom stall.
You didn't.
Until the doors opened.
You mean were your feet on the toilet?
Yeah. If anyone came in, like it was, that was stressful. But I just had to wait until the doors opened. I didn't have a ticket. My friends did.
Yeah.
And so I was texting them like, is anyone in yet? And they were like, yeah, come out now. And then I came out and I was in.
Wow. That's why he lives in this country now, because he's wanted over there.
Has all the paperwork cleared?
Yeah, right.
I'm not even meant to be in here. I said I was a producer and they just fell for it.
Really?
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
We're playing Dua on Don Mills. This morning, Dua Lipa is in her car. She's in traffic, and she's singing at the top of her lungs to drown out the sound of all the obnoxious car horns. Well, she's doing this to pass the time, but you're going to be able to get some time with her February 23rd at Scotiabank Arena. Is it Heather, Marilyn?
It's Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi, good morning, Marilyn. Jamar.
Do you want to go back in traffic? Because that's where we're going to go. That's where Dua is.
So, Heather, what's the song that Dua is singing in traffic?
Break My Heart.
Yay!
Hey!
All right, so you're going to the Scotiabank Arena February 23rd.
That's amazing.
You're to
Thank
see the
so
disco
much.
Queen of quarantine.
She's great.
I know she's great.
Very coveted ticket, too. Extremely big production, great lights, glitter, all that great stuff, and good dancing. You're going to love it.
Can't wait.
Apparently, Miles is already in the bathroom hiding out at Scotiabank Arena to get advanced access. It's that good.
It's that good. Wow, Miles.
Okay. Right. Good job, Heather. We'll see you at the show.
Hey, Heather.
Thanks again.
You bet.
It's going to be a good time.
Miles, you're leaving early right now?
Yeah, I got to go, guys.
Okay. I get it.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
So last night, even more people got to go up to space.
because they did SpaceX's first private flight as part of their space tourism program. It went with two contest winners, a healthcare worker and their super rich sponsor. And this was the first time that a spacecraft went around the Earth with no professional astronauts.
Wow.
So kind of crazy to think about.
It's like when someone says, I just got my driver's license. You want to come?
Like, no.
Right.
You're not experienced.
That's exactly what it's like.
Feels like.
And let's go on the highway.
That's
that.
Right.
Yeah. So they're going to spend 3 days circling around Earth.
Wow.
And it's going to actually be 160 kilometers higher than the International Space Station.
Oh.
So they're saying that this is just a very high level. Like, no one has ever gone this high. Well, people have gone this high, but they have not.
Not just regular people, right?
Not just regular people. This healthcare worker and their sponsor.
It's really, really, I mean, when you really put it into context, it's just wild that that's where we are now, where we could just send ordinary individuals like you and I, just with the help of a little extra cash space.
Did your mom ever say, you know, if you don't do, I'm going to send you to the
space? No, it was always Timbuktu. Okay. I had to look on a map where Timbuktu is.
I was near Timbuktu.
Really?
I took a picture of it.
Did you see any bad kids, lost bad kids?
No, I didn't see any lost bad kids.
That's where every Jamaican parent says, I'm going to send you to Timbuktu. And I'm like,
What is that?
Where is that?
And that's in Africa. And by the way, my parents did that and the moon.
Your first geography lesson, Timbuktu.
That's what it was.
Well, they're going to spend 3 days up there. They're up there right now. That's kind of cool. And they're going to come down this weekend and land in Florida. So that's cool.
Okay.
We're sorry we sent you to Florida.
Just say it.
I
do want you to know that while they're up there, they're doing some research, medical research up there. They're doing some tests and some things.
Yeah, and when they come back to Florida, they're going to be medical specimens.
That's not what I had in mind, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I have to give you guys an update on the Keke Palmer Met Gala food scandal. Can I call it a scandal? I don't know. So the head chef, who is Michelin-starred, by the way, has come forward to defend the meal. So he said that the plant-based plate may have looked underwhelming, but it was a three-course meal. And I quote, he said, it tasted plenty good and it was not Fire Festival cuisine. So he said he selected 10 of New York's top chefs to create the all-vegan menu. And he said it was a memorable meal. So
it sure was. There was one cucumber, a half a baby tomato, and some grain.
Right. So we were trying to name everything on the plate. So it was actually barley and roasted mushrooms with zucchini slices is what we thought was cucumber, but it was zucchini slices.
That's the classy cucumber, right?
And tomato corn salad, which I feel like I make all the time because it's salsa. But hey.
It's salsa.
Maybe I'm a Michelin star chef and I didn't know.
Why do you have
you
to
guys just didn't give me a chance yet.
I'm not a big corn fan. I
no?
Like that. No.
Not even peaches and cream corn?
No.
I thought that would make it better somehow.
No, it doesn't make it better. Anyway.
So, all right.
He's getting a lot of flack for that.
Maybe Keke stirred up the plate a little bit because it doesn't look like it's dressed very well. Maybe she kind of...
Does it look like she ate a little bit of it, though?
Yeah, looking at it now, the fork...
It looks like she may have, like, picked at it and was like, what is this?
Yeah, the fork is, like, a little soiled and... You know.
But if it's a three-course meal, right? Like, how full is the plate going to look?
Well, that's why they don't normally let people have their cameras and their phones in the venue. Okay. I want people to know. We didn't miss out. I think my dinner was better that night.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
This headline in The Vulture is hilarious. The headline reads, The Bodyguard is getting remade because... Nothing is sacred. I'm not excited about it at all.
That film came out in 1992, of course, with the phenomenal Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner, both huge stars at the time. But they're going to do a remake. I feel it's too soon. What do you think? Is it necessary?
I was saying earlier that I felt it was too soon, but I mean, when you say the word 1992, I mean, it's mathematically not too soon because some things have been remade in quicker increments. I mean,
I guess
Star is Born has been remade every 2 years, right? So it's like, you know, this I guess could do a reboot.
Well, that's true. Star is Born has been done 4 times now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
But this, it's going to be tough. It's going to be so tough.
I wouldn't want the Whitney Houston role, even if I could sing like.
Can anyone text who could possibly play Whitney Houston's role in a Bodyguard remake? They haven't cast it yet, so you can text the 104536. I just think the problem with this is the context. Right now, there's so many... When Whitney Houston was at her... top in 92. Mm-hmm. There was no one comparable. There was no one else. There was no TikTok star. There was no Spotify streaming princess. It was just Whitney. Right. Right. And there was nothing else to compare. Now there's like a million. Everyone's a star. Like everyone on a selfie. Right.
Yeah.
So who really has the star power to hold that mantle? I don't know.
And there's a Tony Award winning person that's going to write it. He's written a lot of great stage plays. So there's something to be said about that.
Stop texting Jennifer Hudson. Come on.
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's just not.
No.
That's not how I feel.
No. Enough.
It doesn't have to be someone African-American because we're hearing that it might be a Latina this time.
Yeah, I think
right?
It might be. It might be. And speaking of that, West Side Story reboot, the trailer just came out yesterday.
That's a good one.
That's Steven Spielberg. It looks really good. But they haven't done that film since 61.
Here's one that'll make you laugh.
All right.
Twins getting a sequel.
What?
Called Triplets.
Why?
Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, and Tracy Morgan. Come on. There is a little departure in the Dividers generations about what you do at a restaurant. You listening, please weigh in. Text 104536. When you're done eating at a restaurant, right?
Yes.
You got your plates. Your plates are messy. Cups all over the place. Before the server gets to the table, do you A, stack up the plates to make it easy for the server, or just leave them there so the server can come and pick up the plates and stuff and organize it herself or himself?
This is like the old, should I take the bed apart at the hotel and leave it for them?
Very similar, because there's a divide here.
Well, I'm going to say no. I make sure that my utensils are on the plate so they can easily get them and take them away. But no, I don't stack the plates.
Okay.
Never stack the plates.
Some people say that if you don't stack the plates, it looks extremely rude.
No. Etiquette says that is not what you do.
Yeah?
Historically speaking, if I have to get Charles a Butler on the air, I will.
Calling Charles
a Butler.
So let me reveal to you how this divides.
Tell me.
Older generations say that if you don't stack the plates, you look like you're just like sitting at the table like a slob taking liberties so that the server can come and just clear the table for you. Stacking the plates shows that you have some consideration for the server. The problem with that is sometimes when people stack the plates and the silverware and whatever, they stack it in a way that it's not the easiest for the server when they bring it to the back of the house to start unloading stuff. Because in the back of the house, they have a whole process. There's a conveyor belt for the plates.
There's
a big bucket for the forks and knives. Mm-hmm. There's this for the cups. Mm-hmm. And if you stack it different, you actually might give them more work.
Are you saying that they're saying that older generations say stack it because etiquette says for years and years.
Yes.
Not to do that. Let them do it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're at your mom's table, mom, can I help you with the dishes, and then you would do it there.
Yeah,
but not at a restaurant.
Yeah,
no.
A server has just weighed in. I'm a server. Texter says it is never easier when people stack the plates for us. It just makes it more awkward. And this is what a lot of people don't realize. They think when they're stacking the plates, they're helping. And when the table gets there, you know, they're like, look, we're all organized and we've stacked the plates for you. And then the server's like, no, what have you done? You've just made it harder for me.
No, absolutely not. No, you do that at home, helping out your family if they want you to do that. You never do that at a restaurant.
Another person says, I stack the plates, but only because I don't like not having room on the table. Certainly not a good thing.
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's open house on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at senecapolytechnic.ca.
Oh, why? What are you going to color next?
What are you doing on the table?
What is happening here?
Another person. Leave the plates so the server can implement their own approach to the organization in the back of the house.
Absolutely. Jamar, you're right on.
Match. Game.
So, we're playing Match Game for $500 this morning. Who's joining us today?
It's Rebecca, Marilyn.
It's Rebecca. Hey, everybody. It's Rebecca.
Rebecca, you're playing for $500 today.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know.
Well.
Do you usually play in the car or at home, what we call the home version?
I usually play in the car, and I never win.
Well, we've got high hopes for you today.
We're feeling the same way because it's up to $500. We haven't made a match.
I know.
Who are you going to pick today?
Great. I'm going to pick Marilyn.
Oh, hey, bye.
You selected.
Come on, Marilyn. We can do it.
Here we go. The nerves. All right, she's moving. All right, she's out the studio.
Bye.
She's into the isolation booth. Match game time. Rebecca.
All right, give me the good vibes.
Marilyn,
give me the good vibes.
Good vibes. Good vibes only. Good vibes. Match game. Here we go.
Okay. Morning, Rebecca.
Morning, Miles.
You'll have 15 seconds to answer as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, that first word is pipe.
Pipe. Pipe wrench. Pipe bomb. That wouldn't be good. Pipe wrench, pipe fastener, pipe. I'm going to go with pipe wrench.
Are you locking
it in? I'm locking it in. Pipe wrench.
Answer locked.
Waving Marilyn back in the room.
It's hot in there? All right. Here we go.
Well, it's heating up in here as well, Marilyn. 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, that first word is pipe.
Pipe dream. I thought of just a phrase that I'm not allowed to say on the air. Pipe dream. Pipe.
You're locking it in?
Pipesicle. No. Pipe dream. Yep, I'm locking it in.
Answer locked.
And Rebecca, what did you say?
Pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench? Is that what you said?
Well, I don't know what that is. What is that, Rebecca?
A pipe wrench.
Like it's a wrench for pipes?
That's right. It's are a you, dream that I would have won, though.
Are you a plumber? Did you not think of any other things?
No, she didn't.
I got a pipe bomb, but that just...
Oh, I didn't even think that.
Pipe
bomb.
Oh,
yeah. Pipe dream. Like, a pipe dream is like a dream that will never come true when you think about it.
It's a phrase that people use.
It's a phrase.
A bunch of them are coming in. Pipe cleaners. Those are fun. A couple pipe bombs will block you on text. Pipe fitter.
Pipe fitter.
Pipe layer. Easy, be easy out of there.
Drake's got a new song on his new album called Pipe Down.
Pipe Down, Pipe Down, yeah.
Okay, Pipe Down, hey.
So that's what he said.
Yeah. Okay. Pipe Down, Miles, okay.
Okay,
pipe. Well, that was a different one. That was a weird word.
Pipeline, like, you know, that brings oil from one place to another.
But isn't that one word?
Yeah.
You know what, that is one word.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
anyway, I tried, Rebecca. Bless your heart. Okay, $600
that's
for tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
listen. If you get through tomorrow, you get to play again. You know, that's how it works.
Well, I'm going to try first cash it or stash it.
Yeah. Right now, 6 people have cashed it. 7 people have stashed it. Your next chance.
I would definitely stash it.
Okay. Well, Richie's coming up. When's he doing it next?
Richie's doing it at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we go again at 1 and 4. Meredith Shaw.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Rebecca.
Bye now.
833. Pipe wrench. I'm Googling it right now. Yeah, there is such a thing, and I've never seen... Oh, that thing.
Pipe wrench?
That's a heavy thing.
That's big, right?
That's big.
Pipe.
$13.99 on Amazon.
Maybe Jim's already got one.
That's pretty funny.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
I don't know how I missed this, but my friend Marilyn actually brought it up, and it is a landmark date in music history today, and we got
to
talk about it.
Yeah, we
have to. Please turn your radio up for a second so you can know the significance of this day in history.
Yes, today is the day the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight was released, and it is credited with introducing hip-hop music to a wide audience, reaching the top 40.
Wow. Today.
Today's the day.
1979.
And I remember being handed the single when I was working in Northern Idaho at a little radio station. Yeah, there it is right there. Go ahead, Ruby, turn up. And I remember being handed the single going, this is so different and so good.
Yeah.
And it was on a 45, and I was working at a top 40 station that was feeding a couple of universities there. So we were like a test market.
Controversial song, too, in some ways, because at the time when the Sugar Hill Gang did this song, you know, they dressed differently than the average hip-hopper who was mostly, you know, like from part of street crews in New York City. These guys, you know, put on suits. They kind of did a little disco but also dress-up thing.
Yeah, because you hear Chic there, right?
Yeah, well, that's where they got this beat from. Right. Nile Rodgers also actually didn't like the fact that they did this song. And then later was like, all right, it's all good. It's cool.
Yeah.
He wasn't cool with it at first. But this song, like you said, like really put hip-hop into the top 40.
And why do they call it hip-hop?
Because a lot of times when rappers, before they start their freestyle, they just start just kind of like saying hip-hop, hippity-hop, like
hip-hop,
just for fun, just saying it. And then that became the name of the genre of music, hip-hop.
And the guys are still around.
Yeah, they're still around. That's so cool. These are Jersey guys, and they're legends. They're legends. This is a huge song.
Yeah, really big.
Crazy song.
So it was on, how many years ago was that?
42.
42 years ago. 42 years ago, he handed that single. Okay, that puts it in perspective. And I think you were just a baby.
Yeah, I was.
Somebody was a baby in this room.
I don't know. I was maybe days away from being born when this came, moments away.
No, you're about a month and a half.
Is that the day?
Well, yeah, August, September.
This is the year I was born. Yeah.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, so I was a month and a half.
You're a month, and then you weren't even a thought for the other two people.
You were in the assembly line also at the time.
Happy Rapper's Delight. Boy, that's a great.
Wow.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Amazing, amazing.
1979 on this day.
All right. And look where, as Biggie said, never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Look where hip-hop is now, the most consumed genre on earth.
Right.
Amazing.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.